在开始讲到之前呢，我想介绍一下今天我的翻译 Annette。
First, I'd like to introduce today's translator to you, Annette.
我们是在SP 北京认识的。
We've known each other since our time back in SP Beijing years ago.
她很多年前就搬回了香港。
She moved back to Hong Kong since COVID.
她现在带领中文堂的艺术施工。
And she now leads art ministry in our Chinese service.
你往这边站点，站近一点，对。大家请记住这张脸。
Please make sure you remember her face.
因为她之前工作非常非常的忙，已经有几年不回教会了。
Because she used to be incredibly busy with work and didn't come back for church.
现在又终于回来了。
Now she has finally returned.
如果她之后不回来，记住这张脸，给她打电话。
So if she stops showing up again, please may you all just ring her up.
感谢主，感谢主，我们今天可以一起站在这里去分享她的话语。
Praise the Lord that we can share God's words today. Let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告。亲爱的天父，
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们带着生命的气息可以在这里敬拜你。
What a beautiful great grace it is that we have the breath of life to worship you here.
认识你的话语是何等的恩典。
And to know your word.
我们谦卑我们的心。
We humble our hearts.
我们放下一切的思虑、压力、骄傲，敞开我们的心来认识你的话。
Laying down every distraction, pressure, and pride, and we open up our hearts to receive your word.
谢谢你耶稣，你宝血的功效来帮助我们。
Thank you, Jesus. May the power of your precious blood help us.
请你在我们的生命中作王掌权。
Please reign and rule in our lives.
亲爱的圣灵，请你来。
Dear Holy Spirit, please come.
亲自地触摸我们每一个人。
Please come and touch every single one of us.
让我们真实的可以经历到你。
Let us truly experience you.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. 对，他很害怕我，所以站得我很远。好，这个夏天我们进入到了新的一个阶段的祷告的学习。
This summer, we are stepping into a new season of learning about prayer.
关于伟大的祷告的系列。
About the great prayer series.
我们会以圣经伟大的祷告的篇章为一个学习的基础。
Together, we will look at the great prayers found throughout Scripture.
去学习符合神心意的祷告。
To learn how to pray effectively and in alignment with our God's heart.
好，我们来看一下今天的主题经文。是在历代志下二十章十二节。
Let's look at our scripture for today, Second Chronicles 20, verse 12.
对，历代志下二十章十二节。
Second Chronicles chapter 20, verse 12.
我们可以一起来读，好吗？来。
Let's read together.
一二，我们的神啊，你不惩罚他们吗？因为我们无力抵挡这来攻击我们的大军，我们也不知道怎样行。我们的眼目单仰望你。
Our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
请注意，这句祷告是约沙法王是在战争的环境下说出来的。
Please note that King Jehoshaphat prayed this prayer in the middle of a looming war.
历代志下二十章，他讲的是有三路的敌人围困了耶路撒冷。
Second Chronicles chapter 20 tell us that three different armies had surrounded Jerusalem.
在敌军到达的前一天，约沙法王没有依靠自己的力量去抵挡敌人，他依靠的是祷告的力量。
Yet the day before the enemy arrived, King Jehoshaphat didn't rely on his own visible strength to fight back. Instead, he faced the enemy through prayer.
最终的结果，他不但没有任何的损失，他还收获了非常非常多的战利品。
In the end, they didn't suffer a single loss, and they walked away with an incredible abundant amount of armor.
而这段伟大的祷告，它的属灵原则仍然运行在今天。
Yet the principles from this great prayer are still active and at work for us today.
让我们一起来学习这段祷告。
Let's dive in and learn together.
在现今的生活，其实仇敌并没有消失。
In our lives today, the enemy hasn't disappeared.
耶稣说，撒旦偷窃、毁坏和杀害我们的生命。
Jesus told us that Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy our lives.
仇敌仍然想围困我们，就像当年围困当年的约沙法王。
The enemy still wants to surround and besiege us, just like he did to King Jehoshaphat all those years ago.
所以无论是我们的健康出了问题，情绪出了问题，还是工作遇到困境，甚至关系破裂，还有陷入到一些遗传疾病或者是不明原因的一些疾病，这些都是仇敌在围困我们的迹象。
Whether it's a health crisis, an emotional struggle, a breakthrough needed at work, a broken and strained relationship, or being trapped by a hereditary or unexplained illness, you can feel all of these as signs that you are being besieged by the enemy.
所以就是能够清晰地认出我们被仇敌围困的这个事实，是我们开始祷告的前提。
Being fully aware and recognizing the reality that we are under siege is the prerequisite to starting our prayer life.
如果我们不祷告，我们便不能战胜敌人的围困。
Without prayer, we simply cannot overcome the enemy's siege.
约沙法在面临困境时做了一个交托的祷告。
When faced with these crises, Jehoshaphat prayed a prayer of surrender.
他谦卑地来到神的面前，交托仰望。
He humbly came before God, gave it all to him, and fixed his eyes on the Lord.
这是充满诗意又大能的时刻，而且是取得胜利的关键。
It was a poetic and deeply powerful moment, and it became the absolute key to their victory.
而一听到交托，诚实地讲，我们往往会担心。
Let's be honest. The moment we hear the word surrender, we hesitate.
如果事情真的交托了，会不会像学校里的恶作剧一样？
We worry that if we truly hand things over to God, it will be like that old schoolyard prank.
身体往后一坐的时候，凳子被抽空了，然后你就摔在地上。
Where you go to sit back and someone suddenly just pulls the chair out from under you, you crash straight to the floor and then you're left with a total mess.
最后得到一个无法收场的局面。
You're just left with a total mess.
这是我们常常对于交托的想象。
That's our usual imagination of surrendering.
而什么是真正的交托呢？
But what exactly does it mean to truly surrender?
我们来看屏幕。
Let's look at the screen.
交托就是尽自己的本分之后，把整个的担子卸下来，完全的放在神的手里，然后安心的去睡觉。
Surrendering means that after you have done your absolute best, you lift that entire burden off your shoulders, place it completely into God's hands, and then go to sleep in perfect peace.
Yes. 但是很多人在第一步就失败了。
But a lot of us failed in the very first step.
我们觉得我们有尽不完的本分，我们一停不停地做，不停地做，否则我们觉得我们的人设就崩塌了。
We feel like our duties are never truly done, so we just keep working and working. We feel like as if we stop, our whole identity will collapse.
我们担心我们自己不负责任，然后把自己耗尽。
We worry that we will become the irresponsible one.
还有的时候就是我们把那个担子卸下来又扛上，卸下给神，然后又扛上，这样反复反复折腾，最后哪儿也去不了。
Then there are some of us.Who take the burden off, then put it back on, and take it back off, and put it back on again. We keep tossing and turning with it, and in the end, we get absolutely nowhere.
还有的时候，就是我们不愿真正的交出那个主权。
And still, some of us still refuse to genuinely give up control.
就是仿佛自己是那个最明白的那个人，其他人都不懂，然后最后打死自己也不进入休息。
We act as if we are the only ones who are truly understanding the situation and we are in control of everything, convinced that no one else can do it better, and we stubbornly refuse to enter into rest.
而约沙法王的交托是有原则的。
But King Jehoshaphat's surrender was anchored.
他完全知道自己在做什么。
He knows exactly what he was doing.
所以他没有停留在我刚才说的任何一个阶段，直到他交托得到那个胜利。
That's why he didn't get stuck in any of the traps that I just mentioned, and he held on until he won the ultimate victory.
所以 要想真正的交托，我们要有一个确信，就是我们为什么可以交托。
So if we want to truly surrender, we have to start with a firm conviction. Why is that? We can hand things over to God in the first place.
所以接下来的时间，我们就看一看交托的原则，以及我们为什么可以交托，我们为什么敢交托。
So let's look at the principles of surrender together, or in other words, why can we surrender, or why do we dare to surrender?
第一点，因为我们是在关系和应许中交托的。
First reason, because we are surrendered within the relationship and promises.
我记得小时候有手工课的作业，但是我每次把手工课的作业就会交给我爸爸去做，因为他手特别的巧。
I still remember when I was little, I would always hand over my arts and craft homework to my dad and ask him to help me because he was incredibly skilled.
那个作业是要做一个风筝，我不知道大家都做过风筝没有。
One time my assignment was to make a kite for a kite flying competition.
要做完风筝以后要有风筝比赛，就是小朋友拿着风筝看谁飞得高飞得好。
It was the very next day for the kite flying competition with all the other kids.
然后我非常激动，然后回到家我就等爸爸，怎么还不回来，怎么还不回来。
I was so excited from the moment I got home. I couldn't wait for my dad to get back.
但是那段时间呢，内地有一个下岗潮，就是很多人在那个时间都失业了。
But back in that period, mainland China was going through a massive wave of layoffs, and many of us were losing their jobs. My dad was one of them.
对，我爸爸其实也是的，所以他在做一份新的工作，然后非常辛苦，很晚才会回来。
Having just been laid off, he just starting to a brand new job that was really tough, and every day he worked till very late.
然后我一直等啊等啊，然后眼睛已经睁不开了，但是他还是没有回来。
It was already post my bedtime, and he still wasn't home.
我跟我妈妈说，我说我爸醒了，一定要叫醒我，一定要叫醒我，因为我非常担心。
I told my mom, wake me up the moment gets back. In the middle of the night, he finally walked through the door.
对，我爸爸晚上终于回来了，然后睡眼惺忪的说，哦，爸爸，你要帮我做一个最厉害的风筝，我第二天要打败所有的小朋友。
Rubbing my sleepy eyes, I told him, help me, Dad, make me the most awesome kite ever. I want to beat all the other kids tomorrow.
然后爸爸说，好好好，你快睡吧。然后第二天还上课呢，你快睡吧。
My dad smiled and said, all right, go on, go to bed. You still have school tomorrow.
但是我还是不放心，然后我就对他说，我说你一定要给我做，不然我明天没有风筝了，其他小朋友都有，好惨的。
I turned around to go to my room, but I was still so anxious, so I spun back around and said, you have to make it for me, otherwise I won't have a kite tomorrow, and all the other kids will have one except me.
然后我爸爸就笑着拉着我上床，然后说，啊，你去睡吧。第二天，你一睁眼睛，你就看到那个风筝就在你的床头，然后它就在那儿了，你放心睡吧。
My dad laughed and pulled me over to my bed, tucked me in. He said, go to sleep. The moment you open your eyes tomorrow morning, that kite...will be hanging right at your bedside.
对，然后我就信了，然后我就去安心睡觉了。
So I believed him. I fell fast asleep in perfect.
大家能猜到第二天会发生什么吗
？Can anyone guess what happened the next morning?
对，这个结果要看你有什么样的一个爸爸，对吧
？Well, I suppose the outcome really depends on what kind of dad you have.
对，然后第二天我一睁眼我就赶紧看那个床头。
The very next morning, the second I opened my eyes, I was scanning over the edge of my bed.
啊，然后一个风筝就挂在那里。
Wow, and a kite was hanging right there.
然后我现在还记得那个光线，然后照进我的房间，然后那个风筝在那个光线下闪闪发光。
I can still remember the morning light pouring through the window, light rays beaming over the kite. It was glowing.
对，因为我爸别出心裁的做了一个透明的风筝。
My dad had gotten incredibly creative, so he made a completely transparent kite.
它是用那个厚塑料做的，然后阳光一照就特别好看。
It was made out of thick plastic sheets, so when light beams hit it, it was shimmering and shining.
然后又是那个最拉风的那个人。
It looked stunning and incredibly cool.
因为那个时代，所有的小朋友的风筝都是用报纸做的。
Because in that era, every other kid was making their kites out of old newspapers.
大家可以想象那时候比赛的时候我有多开心。
So you can only imagine how wide my smile was during that competition.
对，所以其实我今天仍然用那段记忆去理解关于交托的祷告。
To this day, I still use that memory to understand what surrender truly means.
所以我知道了我交托的是，我把交托的是给谁。
I knew exactly who I had entrusted it into.
我也知道他的应许是什么。
And I also knew his promise.
同样在约沙法的祷告中，约沙法在最先开始，他宣告了，就是他，就是神和他的祖先亚伯拉罕的关系，以及和他的关系。
In the exact same way, in Jehoshaphat's prayer, he began by declaring God's promise and God's relationship with Abraham and with his people.
那是一个立约的关系。
He knew that they were bound by a covenant.
而他正在这个约中
，and that God is completely faithful.
所以这是他敢交托的基础。
To his word within that covenant, so that was the foundation of his courage to surrender.
好，我们看第二点。第二点，为什么能交托？因为交托是征战得胜中必不可少的一个策略。
The second reason of why we can surrender is that surrender is fundamental.An indispensable strategy for victory in warfare.
对，其实，在我们的计划中，我们很少把交托设计在我们的计划中。交托不是我们的选项。
In our own planning, the option to surrender rarely makes even on the list.
我们担心交托了，什么事都没有发生。
We worry that if we surrender, nothing will actually happen.
所以我们尽可能想掌控一切，所有的一切。
So we do everything in our power to maintain absolute control in everything.
但是我们来看那个完美的例子，就是耶稣。
Yet, if we look at a perfect example, Jesus.
耶稣在完成天父的那个计划的过程中，交托是实现天父旨意最最重要的一步。
As Jesus was fulfilling God's plan, surrender was the single most critical step in seeing God's will.Accomplished.
他把自己的性命交托在十字架上。
He surrendered his very life on the cross.
路加福音23:46，他说：“父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你的手里。”
In Luke chapter 23:46, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
耶稣这句话留下了人类历史上最伟大、最纯粹又最干净的一次交托祷告。
With these words, Jesus left behind the greatest, purest, and the most absolute prayer of surrender in human history.
大家知道这里并不是这个事情的结局。
And as we all know, this moment wasn't the end.
是神反转大戏的开幕。
It was simply the opening scene of God's master plan for historic turnaround.
所以这个原则可以应用在我们生活的方方面面。
So this principle applies to every single area of our lives.
当你的孩子特别叛逆失控时
When your children are rebellious and spinning out of control.
当你的工作不顺利的时候
When your work is failing.
当你在关系中绝望的时候
When you feel completely hopeless about relationships.
请你记住一个事实
Please remember this fact.
结局并没有定
The story is not over.
而交托的祷告是翻转这个结局的开始。
A prayer of surrender is the catalyst that starts the turnaround.
在中文堂上几周的一个讲道中，我们提到一个比喻。
In our SP Mandarin sermons over the past few weeks, we used a metaphor.
你和天父的关系很像是导演和演员的关系。
Your relationship with the Heavenly Father is very much like an actor and a director.
而我们人生的剧本其实天父早已为我们写好。
He has already written the script for your lives, and it is entirely filled with victory.
在这个剧本中全是得胜。对，然后，但是我们往往喜欢自己改剧本。
The problem is we often like to rewrite the scripts ourselves.
我们想做那个导演。
We want to be the director.
但是又不够专业。
But we're not even professionals.
所以经常改得一塌糊涂。
So the script is always all over the place.
自己还要去勉强自己去演。
And we force ourselves to act it out.
所以交托的过程实际上是你把剧本还给导演的过程。
So the actual surrendering process is simply you handing back the script to the director.
不是因为你演砸了要退场。
It's not because you messed up your lines and you need to walk up the stage.
而是因为你信任你的导演会给你一个全新的结局。
It's because you trust that the director is going to give you a brand new ending.
好，第三点，我们要看我们为什么能交托， 之所以可以交托，是基于耶稣基督已为我们成就的救恩的果效。
The third reason that we can surrender is because of the finished work of Jesus on the cross.
其实我们作为我们的人生有一张最大的底牌。
Our ultimate trump card is that.
这个底牌就是我们是信耶稣的，就这么简单。
We believe in Jesus, simple as that.
而不信主的人他没有这张底牌。
And people who do not know the Lord or do not believe the Lord does not have this card to play.
不信主的人他没有办法把这个结果交托给神。
They cannot draw from the finished work of salvation that Jesus paid for.
他无法去支取耶稣基督所付的那个救恩的果效。所以信主的人他可以支取那个美好的果效。
But as believers, we can fully access every beautiful fruit of his redemption.
所以我们交托的第一步就是要承认自己无法主导及掌控。
So the very first step of surrender is admitting that you cannot lead.
我们要将这个主导权交回神。
And you cannot control.
然后重新的去顺服圣灵引导的这样的一个过程。
It is the process of handing the steer wheel back to God and resubmitting the guidance of Holy Spirit.
而上两个月其实有很多的我自己的事情不得不主动的去交托。
2 months ago, I had to admit that there were many things I could not control.
那是五月份发生的一些事情。
It happened in May.
就是我们正在准备医治周还有启发的圣灵周末是在那个时间。
We were right in the middle of preparing for the Alpha Holy Spirit weekend and the healing week.
这时候撒旦就开始攻击我们。你知道在这个时候撒旦特别容易攻击我们。
Right at that moment, Satan began attacking the backyard of our ministry team, our families.
对，攻击我们，攻击我们的家人。然后那一天就是我的妈妈和 Annette 的妈妈竟然同一天的进了医院。
On that day, my mom and Annette's mom were both admitted to the hospital on the exact same day.
那天在家庭的那个聊天群组里面，我妈一天都没有发任何的消息。
That day, my mom hadn't sent a single message in our family group chat the entire day.
那时候我心里就有一种特别隐隐约约不安的这种感觉，我说完了，出事了。
I had this gut feeling that something was wrong, a swirling uneasy feeling.
然后我就一直打电话给她，然后没有人接。
I kept calling her. She didn't pick up any of them.
因为她在新疆，我在香港。
As she's in Xinjiang and I'm in Hong Kong.
对，然后当我好不容易联系上她的时候，她已经要被推进手术室了。
When the call was finally put through, she was already about to be wheeled into the operating room.
当时就有一个声音就是对我说，她说你看看这个事情多讽刺。
In that moment, a voice whispered to me, "Look at you."How ironic.
他说你在这里医治别人，你妈妈病了你都没办法。
Here you are trying to heal others, but you can't even heal your own mother.
他说你什么都做不了，你做不了，你是没有尽到责任的儿子，你应该羞愧。
You haven't fulfilled any of your responsibilities. You fail as a duty as a son.
当时我想，就是我要么然马上飞回新疆，要么然我就要做这个交托的祷告。
I thought to myself,I either need to book a flight back to Xinjiang immediately, or I need to pray a prayer of surrender.
当时我没有被这个消息然后惊恐我的心。
I haven't let this voice get to me.
因为我知道我身后的椅子不会被抽走。
Because I know the chair behind me will not be pulled away.
我不会摔在那个地上。
I knew I would not fall to the ground.
因为我知道耶稣是我的救主。
Because I knew.That Jesus is my savior.
也是我妈妈的救主。
And he's also my mom's savior.
他让万事互相效力，一定会帮助我度过这个难关。
He causes all things to work together for good, and he would carry us through the storm.
而且我也不想退缩。
I refuse to back down.
我就要继续圣灵周末还有医治周的工作。
So I chose to pray. I entrusted the Holy Spirit weekend and the healing week to the Lord.
我要看看神怎么去施行他的拯救。
I'll wait and see how he would bring salvation to us.
就像他拯救约沙法王和他们的百姓一样。
Just like how he showed salvation to King Jehoshaphat and his kingdom.
所以我完成了所有医治周的工作，还有圣灵周末的工作，然后才回去看我妈妈。
So I stayed, finished every single event for the Holy Spirit weekend and the healing week, and only then did I fly back home to be with my mother.
对，上个月就是伊法和我回到了新疆。
Last month, Eva and I finally flew back to Xinjiang.
然后见到我妈妈，然后她跟我说了一些关于她生病的细节。
My mom shared some details with us.
她那天是凌晨五点钟就被疼醒了。
She told me on that day she suddenly woke up at 5 in the morning in excruciating pain.
对，她疼到无法思考，然后她赶紧给楼上的一个朋友打电话。
The pain was so intense, she couldn't even think straight. She managed to call a friend who lives upstairs.
而那个朋友就是恰好没有关手机，就凌晨五点的时候，所以帮她叫了一个救护车。
By total incidents, that friend hadn't turned off her phone, and the call went through, so she called an ambulance and rushed her to the hospital.
对，然后带了她去医院。然后在医院时，其实这是她面临的人生第一次做手术，她从来没有做过手术，因为所以她心里非常的不安。
It was her very first surgery in her life, so she was struggling and battling with anxiety.
然后我又不在她的身边。
And I wasn't there by her side.
但是就在这个时候。
But at that moment,
她旁边有一个比她小的一个妹妹。
There was a young lady.
她也是要做手术。
Next to my mom's bed, also waiting for surgery.
然后那个妹妹竟然是一个牧师。
And turns out that lady was a pastor.
然后她还没有做手术，所以她就在旁边为我妈妈开始祷告。
Before she herself went into her own surgery, she prayed for my mom and comforted her.
然后安慰她，然后他们彼此鼓励，然后成为特别好的朋友。
They comfort, prayed, and encouraged each other and became friends.
然后我妈妈就是在手术之后就加入到那个牧师的小组，一起祷告，然后一起听信息，然后非常的喜乐。
Fast forward after my mom's surgery, she joined that pastor's home prayer group, and then they keep praying till today and receiving the word.
对，然后特别感恩，就神用一个牧师换了另外一个牧师。对。
So I'm so thankful that God used another pastor to replace this pastor. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. 感谢主。所以我想说，我们之所以能够交托，是因为耶稣基督已经战胜了各种在黑暗中的情况。
So the reason we can surrender is that Jesus Christ has already redeemed us out of every dark situation imaginable.
他已经在方方面面救赎了我们。
He's already rescuing us in every imaginable perspective.
无论是身体上的。
Out of our physical health,
还是情感上的
our emotional needs,
还是任何对我们不利的局面，或者是罪的后果
or under every difficult circumstances that we are facing, or from all consequences of sin.
这是我们一个终极的底气
That is our ultimate anchor.
对，然后还有最后一点，我想强调
There's one more point I'd want to stress on.
就是我们需要主动的，我们需要非常主动的。把重要的人和事交给我们的神。
We must proactively hand the people and things that matter most to us to God.
因为魔鬼他也有他的剧本。
Because the devil also has their own script too.
他的剧本就是攻击你认为最重要的人和事。
His script is to target everything that we put first.And the people we love most.
我不知道大家有没有发现，就是你越紧张什么，撒旦就越攻击你什么。
I'm not sure if you have noticed, whatever you hold on to the tightest, they will attack.
实际上，你紧张的那个东西就像一个撒旦可以摁的引爆器，就是你一紧张什么，然后撒旦就摁那个引爆器。然后这个引爆器可能是你的孩子，可能是你对自己身体的担忧，可能是你的妻子，可能是你所爱的人。总之就是你所紧张的这些事情，然后他没事就会去摁那个引爆器。
So things that we cherish the most, things that we hold tightest, whether it's your kids, your spouse, or anyone you love, they will attack.
所以魔鬼实际上抓住了你的软肋。
So they're basically hitting.
然后继续威胁你控制你就特别像电影中那个黑社会的那些人做的就是我抓你的软肋控制你
they keep attacking your vulnerable side and your spot they keep threatening you or whisper to you and to control you
所以你现在需要做一个非常重要的决定
since it's like mafias in the movie so right now you have an important decision to make.
就是你是否愿意把重要的人和重要的事交托给我们的神，他们属于我们的神。
Are you willing to hand in the things that you most cherish, that you prioritize, the people that you love most, and hand them to God?
这是我们自己要负责任的那件事情，这是我们自己要做的那个本分。
Our own recognized responsibilities, are you able to hand them to God?
好，我们在讲到的最后，我们想看一段总结的话，我们一起来去看这句话。
Let's look at a summary statement.
对，这句话说，就是从人努力的角度来看，交托实际上是一种被动的选择。
From the perspective of human effort, surrender seems like a passive choice.
但是从救恩的角度来看，交托是主动信心的行动，可以支取救恩的果效。
But from the perspective of salvation, surrender is an active act of faith that allows us to receive the full power and the fruit of salvation.
好，我们再来看这句话。人，从人努力的角度来看，交托是一种被动的选择。
Let's look at the sentence again. From the perspective of human effort, surrender seems like a passive choice.
但是从救恩的角度来看，交托是一个信心的行动。
But from the perspective of salvation, surrender is an active act of faith that allows us to receive the full power and fruit of salvation.
对，这个行动可以让我们去支取耶稣基督那个救恩的果效。对，然后这句话是一鸣，就是一鸣说的。其实，在中文堂大家都知道，一鸣就是我。
And this comes from anonymous. If you have not already known, well, in Chinese service, everyone kind of knows, anonymous is me.
对啊，好，我们请敬拜团队上台。
Please, I'd like to invite worship team to come back up to the stage.
接下来的时间就是还很早，还有很长的时间。我们就可以一起来祷告。
Let's move into the time of our prayer together.
对，我们一起来操练如何去做交托的祷告。
Let's practice this prayer of surrender together.
首先大家要去找到那个撒旦经常摁的那个按钮，就是引爆你的那个按钮是什么。
First, may we ask ourselves,What is our most vulnerable spot? Who are the people we most care? What triggers Satan to attack us?
在你身上的那个重担是什么？
What is the burden on us right now?
因为那不仅是一个重担，实际上那是一场征战。
Because it's not just a burden, not just stress. It's a spiritual battle.
而你要做的其实非常的简单。
And what you need to do is actually really simple.
就是从一个交托的祷告开始。
To start from surrendering through prayer.
就像约沙法那样，约沙法王那样谦卑地来到神的面前，承认自己无法担当这个重担。
Just like King Jehoshaphat, let us come before the Lord. Let us humble ourselves and surrender and hand all the burdens, all the stress to God.
这是你将剧本交给我们的那个真正的导演的过程。
As you handing back the script, the wheel behind the seat, back to God, as He's the car driver, He's the driver.
也是将这个主导权交回给我们天父的过程。
Giving back the lead, the guide, back to our Father.
所以现在，请让我们来花一些时间，来将自己来到神的面前，来去做交托的祷告。
So let's take some time right now. Let us humble ourselves. Let us pray. Let us pray for ourselves to surrender. Surrender to God right now.
好，让我们来花一些时间。 现在特别想为那个第一种情况，就是觉得你有很大很大的责任。
I would like to pray for this scenario of brothers and sisters. If you feel like you have enormous responsibility right now.
然后那个责任你是不敢放下的，因为你觉得放下一切都完了。
And the responsibility is so big that you don't dare to let it go. You don't dare to let it down.
无论是对你的孩子的，还是对你的家人的。
Regardless if it's towards your kids or towards your family.
还是在工作当中的。
Or in your workplace.
现在我想请你，就是做交托的祷告。
I want to ask you right now to do this surrender prayer.
将这样的重担，将这样的征战，完完全全的交托给我们的神。
Hand them all over right now to our God.
就是现在。
Right now.
特别是这种责任，这种压力已经让你产生了很多很多的身体上的问题。
Especially for those who are so stressed out, so burnt out, to the point where your physical body is aching, or there's symptoms, or you can't sleep.
把这样的压力，把这样的重担交给神。
Please hand over this stress, this burden to our God.
特别是因为这样的责任，你的消化系统现在已经出了问题的弟兄姐妹，现在我要为你祷告。
Especially for those who's so stressed out that your digestive system is on red flag, I want to pray for you right now.
奉耶稣基督的名，交托那个重担，神医治你的消化系统。
In the name of Jesus, I pray to you to hand over your stress and burden, your work.Anything that's stressing you right now to God, and may He heal you. He heal you right now.
还有一种情况。
Another situation.
就是你的睡眠已经出问题的。
You're encountering sleeping problem, insomnia.
就是你睡不着，或者是你做很多的梦，或者是你总是半夜醒来。
Either you can't sleep, or either you always wake up in the middle of your sleep, or you have so many dreams.
我有特别的感动，现在就要为你来祷告。
I'm feeling moved right now to pray for you right now.
所以如果你有这样的需要，然后请你来到台前，然后我会为你做祷告。
If that's you that's suffering from sleep,having a lot of nightmares, waking up in the middle of the night, I ask you to come in front, come up so I can pray for you. If you're facing a lot of stress right now,Please, may you come to the front so we can pray for you.
可以一起起立来敬拜我们的神，继续交托，抓住今天这个机会，继续将你的重担交托。
Take this time as an opportunity to surrender everything to the Lord.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你给我们美好的这样的一个夏天，我也为所有的弟兄姐妹来祷告。
Father God, thank you so much for today. Thank you for this time together. I'll just pray for you all.
让我们可以享受这个夏天。
This day,
我想为就是所有的人的睡眠来祷告，就是奉耶稣基督的名，如果你的睡眠有问题，现在离开你，你必有婴儿般的睡眠。
Yeah, if anyone have any sleep problems, difficulties, just want to pray for you to sleep well once and for all.
Amen, amen. 像婴儿般的睡眠，像婴儿般 ，like baby.
And also for the babies as well, for the baby to sleep well, so you could sleep well.
对，睡得好是神很大的祝福。对。
No, so you will sleep like an infant. So you will sleep very, very well, just like infants.
对，你的皮肤会变好，会更漂
亮。So your skin get better.
对，然后你上厕所会更加的顺畅。
So when you go to toilet, you will feel more like food.
对，你就没有特别容易发火，对你的另外一半会更加的，对，会更加的亲近。
And you won't get so angry with your another one. And you will get more intimate with your husband and wife.
所以天父美好的睡眠赐给所有人。
So Father, bless all our congregation that we have a very good sleep.
奉耶稣基督的名，一切夜晚的搅扰离开。
In the name of Jesus, all the struggles in the night be gone.
Amen, amen. 好，我们一起来做最后的祷告。亲爱的天父，你是永远不会放手的那一位。
Dear Father, you won't let us down.
你是完全良善的。
You are good. You are good God.
你是完全良善的天父。
You are so good Father.
你也是全能的那一位。
You are the Almighty One.
特别是你爱我的家人超过我们对他们的爱。
Especially you love us, love our family more than we do.
而你的手大过我们的手。
And your hand is so much bigger than ours.
你可以一直拖着他们。
And you just put them in your hand, lift them up.
所以愿我们完全的交托。
So let us entrust and surrender to God.
让我们每一天都交托。
So we surrender and entrust God every single day.
将我们的工作、家人交托。
And we just hand out to God our job and also our family members.
圣灵，请你带领我们。
Holy Spirit, would you lead us?
在新的一周，让我们看到交托之后的果效。
So in this new week, we will see how we, when we entrust and surrender, we will see the outcome, the fruits of that.
所有人，你们期待神新一周美好的工作吗？
So everyone, are we going to look forward and hoping that the good things come to us?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. 我们一起来领受最后的祝福。
So, please receive the blessing.
准备好了吗？
没有。
对，在。好，业务不太熟练哈，大家原谅一下。
在 Annette 这个里面。
对，像 Annette, please, yeah, do your job. 他非常的交托，他已经不理我了，他已经在祷告中。
嗨。
好，我们一起领受最后的祝福。
Let us finally pray together.
Yeah, 愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。
Please translate. 愿耶和华祝福，赐福给你，保护你。Benediction.
May the Lord bless you and keep you.
愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你。
May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。
May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace.
直到今世，直到永远，奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名。
Until forever and ever, in the name of Jesus Christ and the name of Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.拥抱一下你旁边的人，对，感谢主。OK, OK.
Hug the ones beside you.
Amen.